There's a lot of times it's easy. It's easier to bow out. There's
Does Trump really smell that bad? Look at this guy's face. Does Trump smell this bad? I mean, he is just sleeping. All right, everybody. I just wanted to pop in for a quick update, a quick recap, because this needs to be covered. Today was the very awkward, no good funeral of 71-year-old Senator Lindsey Graham. The Republican senator suddenly died a week and a half ago after returning from a trip to Ukraine, and since then, it has been an absolute free-for-all. Donald Trump has been trying to leverage the death of Senator Lindsey Graham in order to push legislation that is favorable for the Republican Party and unfavorable for women voters and minority voters across the country. Senator Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham, immediately swept in and took this seat over, took the South Carolina Senate seat over, and Donald Trump put his thumb on the scale to push her through because she is going to be a rubber stamp. So the entire funeral was an awkward mess. I mean, it could have been very, very normal, but it started off with Donald Trump walking in and immediately double tapping the casket in a very awkward manner. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be. His farewell has had zero warmth whatsoever. He walks in and double taps it as if to say, "There, there." Take a listen to this. I don't know. What is this supposed to be, this double tap right here? It's very weird. As if to say, "There, there." That's how I pet my dog when I walk past him. And that's how he's petting the casket. Not long after, he just totally fell asleep.
Was very influential on, and also a Supreme Court decision. So it's a rare ability. He was very funny, by the way, and playing on.
Face drooping, eyes closed. In this next clip, Trump tries to put a Tic Tac in his mouth and it completely falls onto his lap. I mean, it's an entire clown show on the side. And I haven't even gotten to the fact that both Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Zelensky were both there. At least Zelensky leveraged this to get a meeting with Trump and vie for the interest of Ukraine. I view Zelensky as a hero, but there was also some evil to balance out Zelensky because Benjamin Netanyahu was there as well, trying to talk to Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth, which Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth should be pissed at Benjamin Netanyahu for breaking multiple ceasefires on the United States' behalf. But watch this clip of Trump struggling to even put a Tic Tac in his mouth. It's hard to see, but it just fell directly on his lap. Okay, he was asleep moments later, but he did give a speech. I do want to show Benjamin Netanyahu talking to both Pete Hegseth and Marco Rubio. Not only is it kind of a shame that Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth are ignoring Vladimir Zelensky, who is feet away from them and who is fighting for his country's sovereignty, but it's also a shame that they're talking to a man who has taken away the sovereignty of other countries. Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu are not that far apart. Vladimir Putin takes land and does a lot of genocide of his own, but Benjamin Netanyahu also takes land in the West Bank, kills people in Gaza, is currently occupying Syria and southern Lebanon, and has broken multiple ceasefires on behalf of the United States. Shadow of Ezra reports, Benjamin Netanyahu gives specific orders to Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth at Lindsey Graham's funeral. Honestly, I think Lindsey Graham's entire life goal was getting the United States into a war with Iran, and he has succeeded. As a side note, I'm currently on day 3 of a vacation, just visiting some family, spending time with my grandparents. I don't get to do it often, but I'm keeping the videos rolling out. I'm jumping in for some updates, and it means the world whenever you guys drop a like, turn on post notifications, watch until the end so you continue to keep up to date with the channel when I do post or when Chris Mowry fills in. So Zelensky did get a good meeting with Donald Trump. People quickly began to point out, if you zoom in on all of these photos, Trump's hand looks really, really bad. There's a lot of makeup on it, and this comes at a time when Senator Mitch McConnell has been missing for 45 days. His wife is propping him up in every single photo, and he hasn't been available for any votes whatsoever. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is demanding some sort of real proof of life. Then this video went viral. Aaron Rupar reports, "Look at the guy behind Trump." And Trump is asleep. It looks like it smells crazy in there.
On. There's a lot of times it's easy. It's easier to bow out. It's easier just to go a different way, the path of least resistance.
There's Does Trump really smell that bad? Look at this guy's face. Does Trump smell this bad? I mean, he is just sleeping. My dog is over there sleeping and is farting up a storm. It's kind of just, not to be infantile, but I swear it is similar. To continue, Trump then takes the stage, and if you think that I was just being infantile, listen to the way that this man is speaking on stage. Trump takes issue with the Lindsey Graham eulogy he is reading, reports Aaron Rupar. Trump says, virtually everyone liked Lindsey. Well, not everybody, and he starts to kind of correct the eulogy that he's reading.
Hated things got in Washington, virtually everyone, Republican or Democrat, liked Lindsey. Well, not everybody. But it sounds good. Not everybody. He was a tough cookie, okay? I have to veer from this for a second. He was a tough cookie, darling. But he was beautiful.
But he was beautiful. Okay, what a weird way to end it. Trump's delivery then just falls off the rails.
After being lectured on the excruciating details of patent law by a fellow senator during a flight, Lindsey declared that he had discovered a new form of enhanced interrogation and torture for the Guantanamo Bay area. He said, this is really bad stuff and boring.
Bad stuff and boring indeed. To continue, Donald Trump then talks about Lindsey Graham's whereabouts, saying right now he's probably sitting, laying, wherever he may be.
The nation needs more men and women like that great person sitting, laying, wherever he may be. I think I know where he is, and I think he's up there. I think he's watching us. I'm pretty sure of it. Scripture tells us that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under...
Bro, this guy can barely read. Here is Donald Trump's face drooping as he falls asleep in the crowd.
Compliment, because it sort of underscores, I would say... the right word might be the sort of versatility of Lindsey Graham's relationships. I mean, he was very much an operator. He would talk somewhat differently in different rooms. He was an entertainer and obviously, you know, made a lot of friends.
I would fall asleep too at an event like this for Lindsey Graham. Let me show you this clip from the Wall Street Journal. It was going quite viral. It was from a documentary filmed about Lindsey Graham, and it's his candid reaction to the United States invading Iran. Listen, I'm a young dude, and I don't like to see a few things. Number one, war. It's awful. Number two, the death of people my age, which we've seen in this Iran war. Number three, the spending of hundreds and hundreds of billions, sometimes trillions of dollars, to go to a war that adds on to our debt, that increases the deficit every single year and makes us pay interest on that debt. $1 trillion in interest per year on that debt. Let me show you this clip of Lindsey Graham, the neocon, advocating for these policies a few months before he passed them.
Virtually everything they have has been knocked out now. Their missile count is going way down.
Look what we've done here.
I know.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how long have we been pushing this?
Well, I mean, you've been pushing this for years, right?
Right. It's here.
Laughing maniacally.
Literally. Oh, he's Jack. Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done. He loves blowing stuff up. So, you know, there are a lot of people inside didn't want to do it, so I've had my challenges. But President Trump, when he gets into the zone, he listens, he asks good questions, you know, no tweeting. He has done nothing, he hadn't tweeted much at all, no drama. He's been a great wartime president. I said last night that Trump and Bibi are like Roosevelt and Churchill. I mean, they're the right two guys to confront this evil.
Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal, number one. Number two, Donald Trump has been having a manic meltdown on Truth Social since Lindsey Graham said that and since he passed away. And also, we're now stuck in this war where on my phone now, I just got a notification. We are actively striking Iran. They are striking boats in the Strait of Hormuz, which is closed. In this clip, Sean Hannity tries to use Lindsey Graham's death as a vehicle to push for the ballroom.
Lindsey, Mr. President, I argue in my mind, probably has a heavenly version of Mar-a-Lago. It may even be a little bigger. He may have a little more gold in the Oval Office in his mansion in heaven. And I wouldn't be surprised if he added one big, beautiful ballroom and an arch somewhere on the property.
Bro.
Because he would want to obviously duplicate his dearest friend in life. You.
Bro, are we kidding here? Is Lindsey Graham's entire funeral just a tribute to Donald Trump?
Obviously duplicate his dearest friend in life. You, Mr. President. Lindsey.
Wow. Is this all just a beautiful speech for Donald
but
Trump?
Hopefully the help again, didn't involve...
Sorry, I just keep playing these clips. He's fighting wokeness, they'd say. By wokeness, they mean actually being awake at any time during this funeral. He's passing out like my dog literally passes out in the corner. Absolutely absurd. Here's a clip.
This wonderful staff, I know he would be so proud because the past 2 weeks have been crazy busy, but you've made it happen. And that's so, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, damn, he really just passed out there. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you want more videos, more updates, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to continue to update every single day. You know, we live and we breathe on independent media. So every time you hit the subscribe button, every time you click the join button and become a member or a Substack member, it genuinely helps us out. I will see you all in the next one tomorrow. Love you all and see you later.